What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
From grandmothers who whispered in their baby girl ear, to fathers on dimly lit street corners instructing young soldiers to always keep their eyes open. You be queen. You were fire. You were passed through centuries on the hands of your daughters. They called you wisdom. Proverbs. On the backs of diamond-eyed schoolchildren who grew into hymnals recited by amethyst-holding urban philosophers who recited neighborhood commandments out of the windows of restored El Camino chariots to keep the warmth in their blood. Be wise. Be smart. Be black opal, brown quartz, bloodstone, and prayer. Be every form of gem. See, king told scribe, scribe told son, son told wife, wife told her daughter, and daughter told the ancestors, and the ancestors told me that you would come to give wisdom to thousands. They said you would come, dropping gem, dropping gem.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dropping Gems podcast. It's Debbie Brown, and we are officially, depending on when you're listening to this episode, in 2023. Oh my gosh, it's January. We're in it. The new year has started. And I wanted to share some of the thoughts that have been coming through for me in meditation this year around healing, around self-care, and around really the energies that I'm feeling are very potent right now. And I wanted to share a little visualization exercise to really lock in and anchor some of the intentions that you may have been working on with me in the past couple of episodes of the podcast. So happy that you are here. I want to say too, big thank you to everyone that has taken time to head to the App Store, Apple, and leave a 5-star review and leave a beautiful typed out review of the podcast. So really, really appreciate everyone that has done that. I had a chance in the last couple of days to read a few and they really touched me. So very grateful for all those that have felt called to rate, share the podcast, review it, and those that have really taken the time to share such vivid, expansive language in describing how this show has become a part of your life, or what this show, how it's allowed you to perhaps access yourself a little bit deeper. So always, always, always humbled and grateful to read that. And I'm feeling good. So I want to check in first. The year has officially kicked off, as I said, 2023. And I'm still at present time really enjoying whale season in the Baja of Mexico. This has become a kind of a sacred pilgrimage for myself and my family, where we come down here for several weeks and I work from this area during the winter, during this beautiful bridge of transition of last year and this year. And it's where I'm able to really start seeding a lot of the projects that I like to work on each year. So I kind of get very clear on what my work projects are going to be, what clients I'm locked in with, and the kind of stuff I want to focus on. I get really clear on that in November and December. And then I like to take the first few weeks of January to really kind of rest in the intentions I set and supercharge my meditation practice. So the month of January for me looks like really, really consciously and deliberately supercharging that meditative practice, supercharging my spiritual practice. And I've been really leaning into the use of the sun and the ocean right now to do that. So I've been enjoying these really long meditations every day. Once I get my little one, who is about 4.5, up and running, get him fed, get him moving, and get him in his camp, I then usually take about 45 minutes to an hour to take a solo walk, to do a meditation, to do a cold plunge, and kind of get my juices flowing, get my creative energy moving, get my sacred connected time with God, with myself. And then I start my workday and I get into the thick of the things. So I want to share this beautiful experience that I had. I had a few friends down join me and my family, and I had this really gorgeous experience where personally in my life right now, and if you follow me on Instagram, you might see some of this on my stories, but I've been really leaning into just being even more deeply present with nature and making myself open and available and receptive to the signs and the omens and the beautiful messages from nature that I usually feel most connected to God's voice in that way. So I've been having some special experiences, and I'm so curious for any of you, if you're noticing those whispers from God, if you're noticing any little signs that are just giving you nudges, not necessarily in the right direction, but that happens too, but more nudges of confirmation of something that you are already noticing and connecting to. One of the really powerful and beautiful things about some of the practices that I've been leading you in the last few episodes are it's really allowing you to come into a space where you can connect to your natural, powerful intuition more deeply. Because at the end of the day, I am a guide and I'm a very grateful guide, but you are your healer. Everyone that's listening to this show right now, you are the one who is showing up in courage and strength and integrity and mastery and love and softness and surrender to your life right now in this moment. And you are committing to becoming, whatever that means for each of us. And so I want you this year especially to really note down and pay even more sacred attention to some of those beautiful confirmations that can come your way. Sometimes confirmations from nature can come like, you know, the most divinely, perfectly timed, maybe butterfly that lands near you as you're exploring a thought or bird or sound or deep knowing. It can also be the signs like you're driving and you happen to see the same word or the same name popping up repeatedly. And you're saying, okay, what does this mean? Or wow, there it goes again. But it's noticing it. It's being grateful for it, even if you don't know what it means. For a lot of us, that also means like, you know, every time you happen to look at your clock, you might be seeing 333 or 1111 or 111, 222, 444, 1010. Whatever those noticings are, they're going to be sometimes similar, but really uniquely different based on each of us. And as you're noticing those signs, take it a step further, journal about it, note it down, date it, time it, so you can start keeping track, and maybe do a couple Google searches. You know, if there is a number that's present, look it up. If you happen to keep seeing maybe a certain color butterfly or an animal totem of some kind or a sign or a symbol, something that is just really resonating with you. It feels a little different. You're really observing it. You're noticing it. You're tracking it. You're clocking it every time it comes up. Take some time and look it up. Search a few keywords, you know, dive into a couple of books and start to explore the ways that you can uniquely, divinely translate all of this awareness that is pouring into your life. If you have been listening to this show, I think I've been doing this show 4 years now, maybe. But if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, that's what all the episodes are in service to. They're really in service to, yes, sharing thoughts, sharing tools, sharing consciousness, sharing experts. But it's all in service to lighting you up, to really getting you in a centered space where your creativity is heightened and maximized, where your awarenesses are expanding, where you're releasing. So that is my intention. My intention for every single piece of the way that my soul expresses itself or I express my life's work is to aid in alleviating internal suffering. So with that thought in mind, I want to share something special before we get into more of a visualization. I want to share something special that I experienced when a few of my friends came down a couple days ago and my family was here. So as I shared at the beginning of this episode, I like to take the first couple of weeks of January to supercharge that meditation practice, to really journal and to connect to my own intuition about what I see happening for myself and my year. Now, I do this with complete non-judgment, without leading, without ego. I'm not coming up with an idea of what I want and then trying to force the signs to emerge that quantify that or qualify that. I'm really coming to my meditation as a hollow bone, as an open channel, as a vessel, waiting to be poured into with what is divinely aligned for me in this moment of my lifetime, in this moment of my humanity. And so on the 4th of January last year, so January 2022, I was here in the Baja by the Sea of Cortez, and it was whale season. And something that has become a big part of my life is following whales. Whale season is a really big part of my life, and I try to be present with going out on the water, with looking for the whales, with connecting with whales. But whale watching is something that brings me immense joy and really connects me to my personal freedom and to the miraculous nature of God. So it makes me so filled with faith and joy and power every time I'm able to be with beautiful creatures that God created, especially when the ocean is present. So January 2022, I took this long walk alone on this empty beach here in the Baja, and there was no one else present. And I sat down on the sand, and some of my body was kind of a little bit in the water with the waves coming up, and some of it was on the sand, and I was really connecting with the heat of the sun on my face and on my skin, the orange glow behind my eyelids. And I had a gorgeous meditation where a lot of breakthroughs came through for me about what I was meant to work on, what I wanted to experience in that year. And so when I opened my eyes from that meditation last year, the very first thing that I saw was a massive gray whale completely breach the water. And by complete breach, I mean Free Willy style. So whales have like a lot of really beautiful ways that they play in the ocean, that they move by themselves with counterparts or with their babies that they usually bring to this warm water at this time of the year. And so sometimes they just, you know, you'll see them just like spout. And so you'll see a little gust of water come up, or you'll see the hump of their back move, or you might see a fin rise or a tail flap. And then sometimes there's this extra magic present where you see a huge breach happen, which means they are coming straight up into the air, their heads piercing through the water, their tails leave the water, and then they kind of side or back bend back into the water. It feels very Free Willy for those of us in the same generation that remember that film, but it feels very Free Willy, like a full jump out and splash. It's majestic. It's profound. It's incredible. And I never get tired of seeing it. So when I had that long walk on the beach and I finished that meditation, when I opened my eyes, I was alone on the beach and there was a whale that got pretty close to the shore. And it did a full breach, like I just described, 7 times in a row. And I remember dropping to my knees as I experienced those 7 jumps out of the water, watching it. And tears just flowed in my eyes. And I looked all around me and I was like, is anybody else seeing this? Am I the only, you know, human, the only living creature viewing this right now? And I just felt overwhelmed with gratitude. And, you know, some of the knowing that came in when I saw that after that meditation about my year was just, it was going to be a year that really delighted and brought quite a bit of awe and inspiration into my life. It was something that was going to be powerful, that was going to be shifting, that was going to be noticeable. And that might also be something that I would be moving through really privately. Like I might be having big experiences, big shifts, big breakthroughs that were coming through for me, but more in a private way, not necessarily things that I needed to share or that would be happening through relationships or conversations with other people. I kind of recognized that it was a year that I was going to go deeply into self, and I was going to be really experiencing the miraculous nature of God in new ways, and kind of in secret, more mysterious ways. So when I look back on how my year played out, 100% absolutely, that was spot on. I had a wild, beautiful, expansive year of immense personal growth, a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of creative energy, a lot of miraculous experiences. So that was January 4th, 2022, that I did that. January 4th, 2023, so just a couple days ago, I happened to be coming back from a really incredible experience where I had flown to New York last week. I got invited to be on the Today Show with Hoda and Jenna. Big thank you and shout out to producer Carrie. I had an amazing time. I had New Year's Eve here with my dear friends. We went out on the water with so many friends that I love. We were on a boat. We went out on the water and we watched fireworks. And it was incredible. And the very next morning, I woke up And I flew to New York from Mexico. I flew to Manhattan, pretty crazy travel day, had, you know, a red eye, and I get in really early and I'm all discombobulated. But it was, everything. So I get to New York, very different energy, right? It was cold and fast and beautiful. And the energy is just always so big. And, you know, you're moving on all cylinders and your body and brain are very active. So I went to the Today Show and I had an amazing experience. I had a chance to share some felt experience on the Today Show, to lead a little breath work and meditation and talk about some of my philosophy on healing and some of the work that I do with clients, and just incredibly grateful. It felt like such a beautiful, beautiful start to my year, a very expansive and telling start to my year. So I had an amazing time doing that. And the next day, I also had a chance to see a Broadway play, which, by the way, sorry if I'm a little all over the place, we're going to get back together. But by the way, this play that I went to with a friend was so deep and powerful and amazing. It's called Top Dog, Underdog. And it's really about trauma. So it was very layered, very heavy, but phenomenal play. So I had that experience, and then I get on like a 6 a.m. flight and I fly back from New York to Mexico, and I rejoin my family and my son and a few of my friends. And so right when I get in from the plane, everyone is down at the beach. So I go to my room and I change really fast. I put my, you know, bikini on. I throw on like, you know, a little sarong, some glasses, a little sunblock, and I race down to see everyone. You know, I've been missing my baby. So I see my son and I give him a huge hug and see everyone. I sit down on the beach with my friends and we start talking about the desires we have for our heart for this next year. We start talking about the things we want to experience in our lives and the dreams that we're having for ourselves right now. And as we looked out on the water on this vast ocean, the Sea of Cortez, the exact same day that I did this the year prior, we see not one, but two massive, massive whales swim close to the shore. So we're seeing them very up close, very up close. And completely out of nowhere, one whale jumps and completely breaches the water, Free Willy style, and is immediately followed by the second whale. They then proceed to breach the water back to back to back to back, one after the other, these two whales in unison. For the next hour, and my friend was keeping count. Last year, I saw a whale do this while I was alone 7 times. This year, as I sat with friends and my family, we all in awe, screaming, yelling, rejoicing, jumping, crying, watched 2 adult whales breach the water 75 times. Last year was 7 times over the course of maybe 10, 15 minutes. This year was 75 times in an hour. These whales breached the water so gloriously over and over again, to the point that we stopped looking. At a certain point, we stopped keeping count. The miracle became normal. It was one of the most utterly incredible experiences with nature I've ever had in my life. And the message that I was getting from God in that moment was, this is a year of miracles beyond measure. This is a year of expansiveness in unfathomable ways. This is a year that the connection with God, the awe, the wonder, the dynamic energy, the miraculous energy is so felt, is so present, is so connected to the core of our being that it becomes our regular flow of operation. It's no longer, it's more like, oh, of course, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. That's the messaging that I felt so deeply in my soul come through. It feels like this is also a year of expansive friendship, of partnership, romantic love, collaboration, collaborative energy, working with others, but in a synchronicity and in a harmony, and not in a competition, but in a dance, in a togetherness. That feels so present for me right now. And I know for some listening, that is feeling incredibly present for you too. So for some, what I'm saying and what I'm sharing, this beautiful experience, this may be the confirmation of what you're already intuitively connecting to. Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I want to really invite everyone to open your eyes a little bigger this year, to look at yourself a little deeper this year, and to really call in the heightened feelings and experiences that you would like to have. One of the things that I connect to in my human design, and for those that do human design, you know the depth of this practice. I've had an amazing human design teacher on my show. We've talked a lot about astrology. We've talked a lot about different systems of kind of being able to receive feedback, validation, quantify a little bit more about your unique purpose and gifts. Well, an app that I love that you can use if you feel called is called My Human Design. I think that that is actually my favorite one on the market right now. It's absolutely phenomenal. And I love the breakdown of the gifts and the way that they share some of what this system is. So that's that. So you could check that out. But back to my point. In my human design, I'm specifically someone that really excels when I have indirect manifestation. So, you know, we've all been kind of, for those that maybe have been connected to self-growth, very early on, you know, something that is kind of a mainstay in that toolbox is creating vision boards, or, you know, some of the techniques that people in the past have used are really about getting very clear on what you want. So really visualizing, imagining the exact concise things that you want to call into your life, the experiences. So some people may direct you, like if you're looking for a relationship, everything down to the eye color, to the hair color, to write it down, to visualize it. If you're looking for the job, writing down the exactness of, you know, what your job title is and where you're working. And for some people, the way that they grow, that's a perfect fit. For others like myself, it isn't. I'm an indirect manifester. So for me, it's more about connecting to the feeling that I want to have and creating a general plan of what I want to do, but allowing the universe and God to sweep in and bring the specifics to it, you know, bring the specificity forward of what exactly it is, who exactly it is. So my style of manifestation and my style of visualization is more connected to what is the general theme I want to experience? What is the feeling I want to experience? So I want to invite everyone to do that now. We are going to really think about, for those that kind of connected to some of the practices that I've been guiding in the last few episodes, and if you haven't, don't worry, you can lock in right now just as is, but I also invite you to maybe go back and listen to the last 2 or 3 episodes and kind of spend a little time with those exercises that I shared. So I want to invite everyone in this moment really bringing forward into your heart everything that I've shared in this episode so far and some of that miraculous energy that I've called forward into this episode. I want to invite you wherever you are, as long as you are safe, you're not driving, and this is comfortable for you. I want to invite you to find somewhere really soft and comfy to sit. Can be in a chair, can be on the floor, can be cross-leg style, can be your legs flat out in front of you, knees bent, or sitting upright in a chair. But try not to cross your legs, try not to cross your arms. I want your spine straight, your belly soft, your body feeling supported. I want to invite you to notice your toes, notice your hands, make sure they are not clasped or closed or crossed. And maybe you let those hands fall with your palms facing up on the tops of your thighs. And I want to invite you now, wherever you're sitting, to gently close your eyes. And as your eyes are closed, settle in a little more deeply into your seat. So that might look like a wiggle. That might be moving your head and your neck, stretching from side to side, noticing your jaw and releasing any tightness there. Maybe letting your tongue be released if it's in the roof of your mouth or if it's pressed with some rigidity on the backs of your teeth, letting it just be loose and gentle. Letting your shoulders fall, if there's any tension present there. Letting your knees release, your ankles. And now connecting to your breath. And here just allow a natural, nourishing inhale, exhale pattern to come in and out. Smoothly, fully, in and out through your nose. And as you begin to connect to this breath, you may be noticing the rise and the fall of your belly and your chest. And as you're in this relaxed state here, I want you to think about this new year, 2023. What are feelings that you want to hold in your body? What are some feelings that you want to share with others? And as these new experiences start to unfold, where do you want to feel most alive inside of yourself? Do you want your heart to come to life more? Finding opportunities to release grief, to release any programming or stagnation that might feel stuck. If that feels resonant, let yourself tap your heart right now with your fingertips or place your palm gently over your heart, holding it. You want to feel more open in your mind and your spirit, open to new perspectives and shifts, lighter, more space, more expansion. If that feels resonant with you, bring your fingertips to the top of your head, right at the top of your crown. And just tap gently there for a moment, or feel the pressure of resting your palm directly on the crown of your head. If a feeling you'd like to have is really opening up your intuition, trusting your discernment, trusting yourself and your choices, trusting your life, accessing more of your unique, deeply special, rare gifts that reside inside of you the gifts that reside in your family lineage. Bring your awareness now to the center of your forehead, your third eye, right at the center of your brows, and allow your fingertips to meet you right there and tap gently. Or feel the pressure of your palm right in the center of your forehead. And breathe here for just a moment, in and out with that deep, nourishing nostril inhale and exhale. And maybe a feeling that you want to invite into your life is really being more expressive about your thoughts, your ideas, your feelings, your boundaries. Living fully expressed in every way, in integrity, in joy, in love. Bring your awareness to the center of your throat now and allow your fingertips to meet you there and just gently tap or bring a light pressure with the palm of your hand right to the center of your throat and hold your throat for a moment there. Just noticing, bringing that energy forward. What would you like to feel as it relates to the way that you communicate with yourself and others in the world? The ways that you communicate your purpose, your ideas, your feelings. And now let's bring our awareness down to our solar plexus, right underneath your sternum, right above your navel. Where would you like to feel more confident? Where would you like to feel more powerful in your life? Bring that energy there and let your fingertips meet you right in that area, in that region of your body. Some gentle tapping there, perhaps some holding at a pressure that feels most comfortable for you. You might want your hand in the palm to have a little pressure, a little holding there. It might be a very light holding where you're barely feeling your fingertips. Just notice and adjust what feels best for you and your body. And then bringing your awareness down to your sacral, right underneath your navel. Whether you identify as a woman or a man or non-binary, that space is considered sacred womb space or the space of creativity. It's where, for those who identify as women, you may birth a child. But for all of us, it's where we birth our ideas, where we birth our purpose, where we birth ourselves. It's also deeply connected to your pleasure, to your joy, to your sexual life and health. And so think about what you'd like to feel this year in that area of your body. Do you want to open up new experiences in your sexual life? Do you want to open up new experiences in your pleasure life? Do you want to feel new experiences in your creative life, in your purpose? Allow your fingertips to meet you there and just do some gentle tapping. Or again, bring that palm of the hand pressure and holding right in that space. Just take a couple deep breaths there for just a moment. And bring your awareness now to the base of your spine, right at the bottom of your tailbone, seat of your body. Bring your awareness there into your hips. In what ways do you want to feel more grounded and present in your life? And what would that feel like? What does that uniquely feel like for you based on your needs in your life? What would that look like? What does that feel like? How does that feel within your body to be really surrendered to the present moment and stable in that surrender, feeling really anchored to the core of the earth, feeling really anchored in who you are and in your purpose? Just noticing right there. Bring in your awareness. Now coming back into your heart. You can let your fingers, just kind of gently tap at the base of your spine there, right in the root. Put a little pressure, a little holding with your hand, with your palm, acknowledging that space, acknowledging all the feelings that you've just summoned forward into 2023, and connecting through your heart space to the deep deservedness you hold to have those experiences, to the deep worthiness that is present within you to receive those feelings that you want to know. And whether some of these feelings that came forward that you're craving, that you're desiring, are feelings that you've had before or feelings that you have never experienced yet, I want you to really invite in the power of them being able to be made true and actualized in your life, in this lifetime. And now let's take a centering breath in together, releasing all of that awareness and allowing the universe to make it manifest. Deep inhale through your nose here. And releasing it. All right, a little soul work for today. Take your time. Journal any thoughts that came forward. And start to create a little page for yourself to keep track of the noticings, of the signs, of the omens, of the miracles as they unfold. I really, really, really softly, gently urge you to keep a record of these things over the course of the next year, all throughout 2023. And this time next year, we'll explore that all together. But this is a very powerful practice in really expanding for you the deep knowingness that you are a co-creator with the divine, with God in this lifetime. And you can create outcomes for your highest good and for the highest good of those you're connected to. All right. Until next week, thank you for listening. Big love. Namaste. Namaste.
Hey, find me on social. Let's connect at Debbie Brown. That's Twitter and Instagram, or go to my website, debbiebrown.com. And if you're listening to this show on Apple Podcasts, please, please, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And send this episode to a friend. Dropping Gems is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. It's produced by Jack Cleese and me, Debbie Brown. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.